We're back. You going to the island, Teddy?
Oh, yeah, man.
Out here. You familiar with this?
Yeah.
All right.
It's complicated.
Well, of course it is. That's why we're answering down the air. If it was simple, no one would call you up.
That's true.
All right. I wanted to share something pretty cool with you. We're able to do for a client. We had a client owns a successful business. Let's say he has about 7 key directors that oversees various business segments. He came to us to talk about a non-qualified bonus plan.
Yeah, so this is a way for corporations to get around the qualified plan rules under ERISA. So these are obviously not going to be covered by ERISA. So you don't have the discrimination rules. You know.
Qualified plans is that if you want to be qualified, you have to make sure that X number of lower paid people are participating in the plan, or the higher paid people
can't
or reduce the amount they can put in.
Right.
All right.
So when you deal with non-qualified plans, those things don't exist. And so for key employees, if you want to do something special for them, whether it be life insurance or long-term care, you can, and it can be a tax benefit to the corporation. A lot of times what will happen is they can build up cash value within the insurance. We don't normally recommend this, but there are times when cash value insurance actually works. This happens to be one of them, so that at the end they can get a sort of a deferred comp.
An annuity type off of it.
Absolutely.
When they retire.
Right. And the long-term care coverage is...
problem with that is, of course, if the company goes out of business...
Right.
In between, that disappears.
Yeah, I mean, there's no free lunches here.
There's no guarantees.
And everything's got to be looked at. But the long-term care provision, because you get to deduct long-term care premiums for your employees, qualified long-term care premiums. So there's some interesting things that can be done, and it does take a qualified professional to do it. It's hard to explain because there's a lot of nuances, a lot of numbers have to be run, and you don't want to try this at home.
Yeah, so sometimes people... see, people with really high incomes use life insurance,
right,
as an investment tool or as a retirement tool, and that's fine. But are you in the 38 or 39 or 46% tax bracket?
Right.
Do you have stable enough income to maintain those payments,
right,
for all the years it requires in order to make the thing work out?
Right.
And the vast majority of people don't, and
right,
that's why it's not an appropriate item for the vast majority of people.
Right. I mean, when it does work, it works well. I mean,
you can
build up some decent cash value, and at the end, you can get an income stream off of it basically through a loan. So you get tax-free income as they tout it. The problem is all the way through, you have to make sure that policy is going to remain in force.
It never fails.
If it lapses,
boy,
oof, not good.
Yeah,
taxed to high heaven.
Yes.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.